And there's talk of revolution in the air. It's coming from the West. Western Australian Premier Colin Barnett is threatening a Boston Tea Party moment as his state takes on the rest of the country over the carve-up of the GST. The Abbott government's also facing a fresh budget challenge from the falling iron ore price, which could go as low as $35 a tonne, which would wipe up to $25 billion from Commonwealth revenue.
Well, there's no doubt it has an impact on our budget because iron ore has been our biggest export. Everyone said that I was being way too conservative writing down the prices. I'm glad I was prudent. With the benefit of hindsight, could have been even more prudent. But we are not going to chase the fall in revenue associated with falling iron ore prices down. We're not going to be imposing new taxes in order to try and recover that lost revenue.
That's the Treasurer Joe Hockey speaking on News Breakfast from New York this morning. Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran Kelly.
So the Treasurer really setting the scene for next month's budget, Paul. Another write-down of $25 billion over 4 years due to this projected decline in the iron ore price, which is really falling at a rapid rate. The Treasurer says they're predicting $35 a tonne. I think it's $47 a tonne now. It was $130 a tonne just a year and a half ago. Which makes Joe Hockey's job even trickier. But there he says he won't chase down the lost revenue. Presumably that means no harsh taxes is the message he's trying to get out there. He's trying to calm the horses despite giving out this forecast of $35 a tonne.
Yes, well, we know that Joe is facing up to a critical, in a political sense, a critical budget in May. He has to repair the damage and reboot the government going forward. It's interesting today, and we'll talk about this later, but Joe Hockey's standing in the polls, if you can believe the Ipsos Fairfax poll, is now as negative as the Prime Minister. So you've got a salesman who, according to the opinion polls, people have more or less given up on trying to reboot and regain lost ground. So that's why he's saying that he won't be chasing the revenue down. But Fran, you don't have to have a very good crystal ball to know something has to give. We do know that there's that GST discussion out there bubbling away, and we do know that if the Australian people want services at state and federal level, somebody's got to pay for them, and if the revenue is not there, the services have to be cut or the taxes have to be raised.
It's a difficult story that the Treasurer has to tell here because on the one hand he's saying we're not going to chase the lost revenue, we're not going to oppose new taxes. Mm. He is also saying, and this is coming, same message coming from the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, the government will continue to pursue those unpopular reforms to Medicare, pensions, welfare, higher education. So that's a difficult line because that's, of course, what the voters have rejected. That's what the polls have shown us.
Yes, it is. And again, in political terms, it shows just how constrained this government is. When you say you're going to pursue things, you are putting out a marker that these are so important. We believe in them so much that we will even take them to a poll. Now, if that's the scenario, if that's the game plan, it's an extremely fraught and dangerous one and probably politically fatal. And that's why within the governing coalition, and particularly the governing Liberal Party, people think that the better political answer is to get new salespeople and to reboot the whole government project. And that's why, with the evidence we're getting, mixed evidence and all as it is, that's why a government trailing badly on the average of all the polls is in a very weakened political position.
Yes, there's a mixed message in the major polls today. The Fairfax poll showing a completely different picture from the news poll. The Fairfax poll showing another slump in the government support. News poll showing that gap closing. But the Fairfax poll does focus also on the Treasurer, as you mentioned, Joe Hockey, shows his approval rating down at 33%, disapproval of 58%, which is a complete turnaround from where he was 1 year ago prior to the budget. This is how Joe Hockey responded to those numbers this morning.
Well, it's not about me. It's about what is right for Australia. And, you know, it's easy to be popular if you say things that people always want to hear. But when you do the things that are necessary for the country, then sometimes you cop flak for it. But, my God, we are in this business to do what is right for Australia.
So Joe Hockey standing firm there, saying he's got to do the right thing. He's not in a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot personally riding on this budget. But also, I mean, that connection between Joe Hockey and his Prime Minister, how difficult and confronting are these kind of poll figures on Joe Hockey for Tony Abbott as well?
Well, I think it puts up in lights what most people think these days, certainly around Parliament House in Canberra, that Joe and Tony, they're joined at the hip here. If one goes down, the other one goes down with him. So it's an enterprise that they've both got a lot of skin in this game, and they'll stand or fall together.
I wonder. It's 19 to 8. Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studios. Paul, we were talking about the... and we have been for the last week, the argument from the states over the GST carve-up. WA really going strong here, saying they're treated unfairly. Well, now Colin Barnett has gone a step further, threatening to, quote, disengage from the rest of the country. He actually said, if the GST is not resolved, Western Australia's future is not with the rest of Australia in a financial or economic sense. Our future then shifts to Asia even more strongly than it is now. What does that mean? Does it mean he might consider not signing federal-state agreements, not playing ball in that sense?
Well, it's at face value what it means. What it means in the first instance, Fran, I think we should keep our eye on this, that Colin Barnett's government is travelling rather badly, and there is a sort of a template that particularly WA and Queensland in the past have used, that when you're going badly, what you do is you lash out at the feds and you hit Canberra as hard as you can in the hope that A, you show the folks at home that you're on their side, and B, it's all the fault of those big, bad, mean people in Canberra. So that's without a doubt a strong element of what's going on here. The other element is that that the formula for the GSTs we discussed last week does need looking at overall, but this is of course fraught, because if WA gets a better deal, other states get a worse deal. There's one other thing to put here about the Federation. You know, they have this, and I love saying this, I'm going to talk dirty for a minute, fiscal equalisation. Isn't it fiscal equalisation?
Well, yes.
I can't even get it right.
As against, there's horizontal fiscal.
Oh, horizontal fiscal equalisation, which means that because we're a federation, Australians have got the right to the same sort of level of services in health and education and other things from one state to another, and to make that happen, richer states help poorer states. Now, in the 114 years of federation, WA's had its hand out to the other states for 90 of those years. So it's not as if everyone has been treating historically WA badly. It is true that because of the minerals boom, WA's been helping us out terrifically. So we should thank them for all of that.
Well, interestingly, and maybe not surprisingly, Colin Barnett has a very powerful ally in Finance Minister Matthias Cormann. He's also a Western Australian. He's written over the weekend proposing the GST payments be temporarily frozen to stop WA's share of the tax falling to below 30 cents in the dollar, because under the formula, WA does get an almighty whack this time, there's no doubt about it. But can you recall, Paul, another occasion where a minister has so obviously lined up with one state against the others?
No, look, I honestly can't, although we do know that Joe Hockey, the Treasurer, raised this very issue with other Treasurers on Friday and got nowhere. We do know that the Prime Minister was hoping that maybe the states, you know, could all sit around as adults and agree to help poor old WA out, which didn't happen. Now, Matthias Cormann, of course, is a very senior Cabinet Minister from WA, as you point out, as is Julie Bishop. They're well represented in the Abbott government. But I think what spooked them was that news poll that showed that not only is the Barnett government travelling poorly at the moment, but so is the Abbott government in WA, and they probably need to address this in some way. Now, the proposal to freeze the GST arrangements for all states at this year's level at face value does have some merit, but it raises all sorts of other questions about, you know, what's that word again? About how all the other states will cop it. And we do know that Christopher Pyne, now the Liberals aren't travelling all that well in South Australia either. Now, Christopher Pyne, another very senior minister, he's basically saying hands off, South Australia's GST revenue. By the way, one other thing we should keep in mind with this GST argument is that In the Ford estimates, which is the sort of the roadmap to getting back sometime in the future to a surplus, the first hockey budget has taken $80 billion away from the states for their health and education. Now, so the message there is the GST, or what you're going to get from Canberra, is going to diminish. And, of course, everyone saw that as a transparent way of putting pressure on all of the states to agree to raise the GST. So, look, this is quite a complex and not a very pretty sight.
No, indeed, not pretty at all, and about to get a little uglier too, I think. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frenny. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.